roll alongside the road, you know, and how we don't need the yard, talk for what? So he said, well, he said, if you wait for it, I said, yeah, let him go. So next time I wait, he wants to go.
I said, yeah, it's your food, why?
That's when he told the other boy, actually, he was crazy. So the boy looked at it. He said, hey, wait, are you going to take it? He said, no, don't do this, don't take it. I said, all right. So beat him, got the reaction. Bad, beat him, beat a better up dog. Put him through the fence. And I stayed on this side of the fence. He went over the road. I said, oh, hi, you stop now, eh? So the fella stopped when he stopped with my cousin, too. He stopped with him. While he went on, I said to myself, yeah, well, after that, he was shy, he would look at him, but he was kind of shy. He wouldn't take no chance. That would be because he was kind of shy. But we used to sit like two chickens, you know, a bad chicken and a head to two roosters. That's a bad rooster. I ain't fooling with him. So we used to be walking in the road in a quiet, different place. When he get around and be like that, he kind of get on the side, you know. But I said, my spot to you, Rucker. So finally one day, we went right across the hill there, they had a cross. He died up there, you know. That place up there. He went up there, he stayed up there. He's drying sugar up there. And the big factory, some factory, you know, somewhere, I can't call the name of the place. Where how he died up there.
Up in the north?
Yeah, you caught the one, you caught one up there. He was making sugar up there somewhere. Big sugar farm. He used to come in and give people in care up there. I don't remember the place. I can't call it. I don't remember my tongue, but I can't call it. I don't know how he died there. But he would walk across that hill there, go across the field. So my cousin was set to the post. He was coming from that way. I had to go that way. So all you got beat up with your feet, he left to see all that, and he legs that laugh, you know. So he said, why are you going to meet him? I said, oh yeah, I ain't funny, but. So we set off his bed about halfway. He was big enough for him to see, because tell the kid wasn't so high, he had got to go about that high. So who went? So he said, so. I said, he was high, son, but. So finally we got the fight. Beat it, boy, beat it. Beat him across that field. So anyhow, I heard him die. He hit me somewhere up near my temple, you know. So he stuck me up that trench in the leg and broke my jaw. Boy, beat him. Well, I heard him. Well, he turned like two with me, walk off, you know. He had to go over there. I walked off, I got a good picture. I think he broke my jaw. I tell you, I broke my jaw. Well, why they went off like that anyway. He would always be shy with an accident. Always. What the word was? Oh, shy with us. He keeps kind of scared of me.
Now, somebody who was always in a good, who was always had a smile on his face and a nice word for everybody, you say he was what kind of person? A mighty.
A nice person. A mighty nice person, I said.
He was always in a good.
Good humor. See, that's a nice person. But you've been with the birth poker and all kinds of things like that. You know, good. Excuse me.
Bless you. What about somebody who, say, a kid who was always knocking things over?
Oh, quite a lot. See, he's a big fella. He was no good.
See, if he didn't do it, you might say it wasn't an accident, he did it.
You know, it's just purpose. He did it on purpose. That's why he called it, done that on purpose.
Or then, talking about somebody else, you might say,